This episode of To Your Good Health Radio is being brought to you by Cardio Miracle, the ultimate nitric oxide booster with over 50 whole food, heart-healthy, bioavailable nutrients. Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, and welcome to a special edition of To Your Good Health Radio. Over the decades, as a syndicated television and radio host, I've covered some serious topics, everything from autism, clinical depression to arthritis. I've devoted dozens of shows on autoimmune disease, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. As the author of a neuroanatomy textbook, I've also delved into some serious health conditions, including brain and spinal cord trauma. In my award-winning number one best-selling book, Food Sanity, I share eye-opening scientific research in every single chapter. While I'm excited to share with you, I just released a new book called Funny Bones. Finally, I get to take off my tie, step away from all the nerdy scientific talk, and focus on just one part of the human anatomy, the funny bone. As a holistic doctor, I do not perform surgery, but I still leave my patients in stitches. They say laughter's the best medicine. You've heard that for years, but I'm now on a mission. I'm going to help spread some healing humor across the world. And if you're looking for an escape from your stress-filled life, I have the prescription you need. Stay tuned. The snorts, giggles, and laughter starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Did you know that humans laughed before they ever spoke? Laughter was actually the original way we related to one another, millions of years before developing the ability to convey language. The laughter mechanism is so ingrained into the human brain, babies not even 2 weeks old can giggle. Even children born blind and deaf still have the innate ability to laugh. We've all heard that saying, laughter's the best medicine. Well, there's actually research that proves it. According to the Journal of Rheumatology, laughter affects serum pro and anti-inflammatory cytokine levels. That means a good belly laugh helps to reduce inflammation and increases infection-fighting antibodies. In addition, laughter helps reduce depression, anxiety, and stress. The Journal of Behavioral Neuroscience published before and after MRI images, and what they discovered is pretty profound. Laughing can improve cognitive function and overall brain health. And I've shared on the show how heart disease is the number one cause of death in America. In fact, I've interviewed dozens of leading experts that have told us the primary reason is due to a bad diet or lack of exercise. But maybe these folks are just in need of some funny knock-knock jokes. According to the International Journal of Cardiology, there is, and I quote, an inverse association between a sense of humor and coronary heart disease. That means a good chuckle could lower your risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Cancer, it's the number two cause of death in America. Well, according to the Complementary Alternative Medical Journal, laughter increases natural killer cell activity, which destroys cancer cells. So, the next time you giggle or laugh so hard that you snort, you may be preventing cancer. And last but not least, a good belly laugh is the ultimate pain reliever. This was confirmed in research published by the Journal of Behavioral Medicine. They found that laughter lowers pain intensity and tolerance.